Down 2.8%. We also saw some of the other streamers and companies that are dependent on internet advertising. Those took a hit as well. So all in all, we're looking at a pretty red day here. And I just want to go back to the S&P 500 so we can kind of chart where we are, because we hit a critical threshold level earlier in the morning. This is a two-month candlestick chart. And this was the breakdown level where we saw some acceleration to the downside a few sessions ago. We came right back up to that breakdown level, and now we're basically treading water here, but it looks like we might be selling off as well. So if that's the case, probably going to revisit these lows at the very least. If we push up, there's going to be a huge short covering rally if we can get above the 2600 level, guys.
And Jared, I can't let you go without looking at the crypto space. Seeing red across the board here with Bitcoin specifically down below that $44,000 handle again.
Yes, and this has to do with some more market technicals. Bitcoin also at an important threshold, $45,000 to $46,000 has been an important threshold, and it's an important short level for those shorts who want to reinitiate their positions. So here's a three-month view, and 46, let me actually dial this back to a one-year. And here we see that this level has been in play many times throughout the past. So if, in fact, the market is selling off, if Bitcoin is selling off from 45, 46,000, could probably retest these lows. Now, as I've been saying, we are in a very short-term uptrend. We have a series of higher highs and higher lows potentially in the making. So on a very short-term basis, the technicals could be setting up for something, but have to push through 46,000 first, guys.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how the crypto space has reacted to some of the declines we've seen in the equities market. Jared, thanks so much for that roundup.